Yes.
This is DJ Barney Eller with DJ Shaky. Yeah, today is Shaky's birthday. Many of you on the woo indeed.
Yo, this is the Puerto Rican Prince with the whip.
That started it.
You got my main man, DJ.
It's Julie's birthday today. As some of you know, she's 27 years old.
Is it all about the music?
Well, you know, again, of course, like everybody, again. You know, I could even be 27 again, even though I'm turning 30 next week.
Is it all?
It's not too bad.
See?
We're going to have a crazy bash here, and hopefully that's going to involve all of you. We're here at BMIR at the Center Camp Portal. We have wine and whiskey. The Burning Man happy hour, I mean the BMIR happy hour just ended, but it's still going to be really happy in the booth. We've also got guests supposedly coming, and they're crazy people, and we love them. So sit back and have a good time. Oh no, don't sit back. What am I saying? Don't sit back. Come over here right now and have a good time.
Especially if you're a Virgo, and if your birthday is today, you can come and get a shout-out on the radio. If you're born on September 5th, this is your day. We're going to shout you out on the radio. Come on over to BMIR. There are still lots of people hanging out here socializing. We have alcohol. We got fun. We got party jams. So come on over, all you Virgos.
Yep. Even if your birthday is not September 5th, we'll let you shout something out, because it's a house party, right?
American Civil Liberties Union has been protecting our constitutional rights, and those rights are just as important here as they are in the default world. That's why you'll find the ACLU in residence at Playa Info this year. ACLU Nevada lawyers will be happy to see you before there's any problem if you want to know how best to conduct yourself if you're approached by law enforcement. They're also happy to help with informed conversation if you've received a citation. Playa Info is at Center Camp, and your rights are central to why we're here. The ACLU is available from 4 to 8 each evening.
Hi, this is Tom LaPorte with BMIR, and we have some updated information on the burn tonight and on the weather conditions that might influence it. What we know at this point is that the winds are expected to continue at about 20 to 30 miles per hour and then drop off around 10 o'clock, and that's very good news because that means the burn is pretty much on time. The timing of the burn may be a little bit variable. The procession out to from Center Camp out to the man is going to commence at 8 o'clock on schedule, but there's a fire performance. The fire conclave, of course, participates through fire performance at the man, and that will be dependent on the winds. You know, if the winds die down as promptly as we hope at around 10 o'clock, that's when the fire performance would start, and everything follows from that. Tomorrow, by the way, is expected to be mild and pretty temperate, but the winds could kick up later in the afternoon, so people are going to want to consider a fast pack in the morning. And some people might want to consider the fact that if conditions tomorrow afternoon are inclement and not favorable, that they might find themselves staying until Monday or something like that. But as for tonight, the burn is on. The winds are likely to continue at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. The earlier forecast of 40 mile per hour winds has been eliminated. So it's 20 to 30 miles per hour, and then at 10 o'clock it's supposed to drop down. It's supposed to be a very nice night. It's going to be a great burn. The timing is a little bit uncertain because of the fire performance, but we'll keep you posted. And we'll be broadcasting the burn live as it happens from the Inner Circle. I'm Tom LaPorte. This is BMIR.
The cooler's all melted, and I'm cheap and lazy to go to Camp Arctica, and the food is going to spoil.
Tom, don't wig out. Let me give you another of my Playa Dust secrets. The natural high alkali properties of Playa Dust, along with the rich phosphates of the 50,000-year-old fish crap in it, makes Playa Dust a natural food preservative. Pop! That's right, Tom. Just roll that side of bacon on those chicken breasts and a thick coating of Playa Dust. Now, they'll never go bad, see? Here's a pork chop I preserved with Playa Dust at the burn in 1998, and it's still good.
Gee, Bob, can I take a bite?
Sure, Tom. Go right ahead.
That rich, juicy goodness is marinating right through. Delicious. And to think I've wasted all my time and money getting ice.
Available everywhere in Black Rock City. Playa Dust. It's not just dirt, it's fossilized fishing.
Today, fashion designers here at Center Camp, Miss Velvet Cream, Lucid Dawn, really great fashion for San Francisco, really great stuff to check it out. I have someone here that's about to make a public service announcement while I got a second. Looking at the last couple of things I played. I played, of course, the epic Knee Deep, and then we have Black Magic Woman, a Gypsy Queen, and then Oya Koyova. And so, here in just about a moment, I'll just put us on a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll have something else for you. Thanks.
And now, your BMIR daily affirmation.
Dust is not a recreational drug. Dust is not a recreational drug.
Again, we're here at our cocktail hour at BMIR. I have someone that would like to make a public service announcement. What's your name, my friend? I'm going to need you to sit a little bit closer to the mic.
There you go.
All right, and you are again?
I'm citizen of the universe number 52.
Okay, and so what is your public service announcement? What would you like to say to us today?
I would like to meet a citizen of the universe. Tonight, I'm issuing citizenship certificate to every citizen at the campus center, at the center camp.
Mm-hmm. What time?
If to whom or not interested in watching the burn tonight, can meet me and burn with me. We are going to burn entirely all the way while the big burn is going on. It's going to be at the center camp. Also, we'll issue birth certificates for everyone present. Now, let me just read this that is very relevant to what I'm...
I just got to ask, because we're at the cocktail hour and I kind of want to play some tunes. What is the statement you got to read? How long is it?
About a minute.
All right. Please, go ahead.
So many years of fighting my way out of circles, of notions, of nations, I am home. So many years of fighting my way out of frames, of flames, I am a citizen of the universe. The only border I had to cross to reach the universe is myself, and myself is part of the universe. There is no isolation, no separation. Air or emptiness are rather a matter holding everything together. Everything is holding as a whole. There is no outside, no inside. We did not come and we are not going. We are home, submitted to one only law. Love. One only dictated by one only God. You. I do not cross the road to reach home. The road already is part of my home. I do not pass people to reach my family. People already are part of my family. So many years of dismantling the years.
And tell me your name again one more time.
Citizen of the universe number 52.
Citizen of the universe number 52, meet him at Center Camp at what time? During the burn.
All right, during the burn, hang out and have a great time.
Here is a reminder from the Black Rock Rangers on the part you play in public safety. The Department of Mutant Vehicles works hard to ensure that all moving vehicles on the playa meet certain standards of design and safety. It's important to those who travel on them and to those whom they pass. You know the art car or vehicle has been approved by a sticker on the rear bumper. This year's sticker is pink. If you see a vehicle without the pink inspection sticker, let a ranger know about it. They're not police, they're volunteers who know how best to handle the situation with tact and purpose. The rangers will take the right steps, and you'll not be getting anyone busted. You'll just be ensuring that everyone makes it through the event with success and style. Because art and safety are not mutually exclusive. The Black Rock Rangers are volunteers devoted to your safety and the quality of your event. You can approach a ranger anytime you need or wonder something. And you will know them by their radios, their hats, their ranger symbols, and their good attitudes.
And now, your BMIR daily affirmation. I will talk to strangers. I will talk to strangers. I will talk to strangers.
To let y'all know, yep, we're coming into our cocktail hour. I thought I'd play a nice little block of Santana here.
We are live. We're here at the burn. We're in the middle of Black Rock City. We are we are moments away. I mean, there's a fire. We saw a flame just shoot up. That might have been a reflection off an art car behind the man base. So it looked like something might be starting. But we are in the middle of Black Rock City with the focus of the entire culture of Burning Man on the man base and on the man, arms extended. There's a ring of art cars. There's 50,000 people or so. I haven't heard the population count for today, and I'm being told something here by Jake Knizel.
Krista, the lovely Krista, was just talking to some of the men that helped, men and women that helped build the man. Will you let that?
Supposedly there should be about 12 to 14 miles of board put into the base of the man this year. And at least half a million nails. Half a million nails. It's pretty impressive.
And those will all be gone in a very short time. This is the world's largest Leave No Trace event. So all of the debris from the man and all of the debris from the city is going to be completely gone, and this place will be returned to its eternal natural state in within a couple of months.
But we're going to burn it to the ground first.
There is that. So if you're listening worldwide, you're watching it presumably on burningman.com. You're listening to it on BMIR radio, which is being streamed across the web. This is the first time we've been able to put this kind of broadcast together, and we hope that it's binding everybody to the event, and that that you're all with us here at in the middle of Black Rock City.
And many thanks to the fabulous Mark Chang for creating this incredible mobile broadcasting device to even make this happen.
Mark Chang is a hero. We have Bobzilla, we have Zeus, we have Hyperjohn, we have Loopy, we have Andy Grace, we have Krista, we have Jake Knizel, we have Brendan Lucek.
And we have Tom LaPorte.
And we have Polaris. Just an amazing crew bringing this together and setting it up for you. The man, of course, was first burned 24 years ago, as we were told. That would mean possibly that there have been 25 burns, because if you include 2007, when there were two burns, one by arson and one by design, that's quite a record, quite a number of burns. It happens every year, and even at the regional events, there are effigies, and they're not always the man. There was the bamboozler is an effigy that's burned in North Carolina. At Lakes of Fire in Michigan, which was the first regional burn in the Midwest and in Michigan recently, there was a large boat.
There is the pony at Playa del Fuego, and they burn that one twice a year. Yeah, and then...
Okay, there's...
Oh, here we go.
There's flashes coming from the base of the man. The crowd knows that it's about to happen. Smoke coming up from the flashes, so there's an actual fire getting ready. We can expect a lot of pyrotechnics. If you're watching on the webcam, you can see that in the base, it's almost like a strobe light. The crowd's gone very silent. They're waiting for something big to happen. They know this is just a prelude to, two rockets, three rockets, four exploding in the sky. More coming up. The pyrotechnics have begun. The man is silhouetted against some fireworks and is... got the crowd transfixed.
Tom LaPorte, I believe this man is going to burn like no other. I believe this guy is going to go up in a very hot, huge flame, but very quickly. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that good taste sort of calls for us to stop talking now and let the event speak for itself. Still skyrockets. No flames just yet. More intense now. The ends of the arms are now spouting sparks. Rocket shooting from the wrist. listening to The Burning of the Man on BMIR. The rockets continue. A spectacular fireworks show. The man is still intact, but there's now a flame coming out of his left wrist. A flame on the left wrist. On fire now. The torso, the legs, wrapped in paraffin, going up a blaze. The man is burning. Top of man base. The man base has a couple of flames at the bottom. But so far the man base hasn't really caught the fire.
Tom, you might want to describe that fireball because it was really loud and people might not have heard.
There was a huge explosion, a huge fireball, and everything was obscured by a large ball of flame, and it just blew everybody a little bit backwards. Reminiscent of Rude Awakening from a couple of years ago. And when the flame left, the shape of the man was still there, but all of the color, all of the light had disappeared, and now the man is standing, arms extended, completely on fire, but still intact. Nizzle, you look transfixed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm waiting for something to happen here because the man is burning, but the base, which we know is gonna flame up when it starts to burn, is still pretty not burning. So we'll see what happens here. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
The fire seems to be just playing at the base of the tangled bank, but not really going up. On the other hand, this is going to burn full of surprises so far, and we got to believe that something further is right in the offing. See some red fire as some red flares being brought into the tangled base. They're throwing what appear to be road flares into those many 2x4s. So we think the man base is about to go up.
Yeah.
people with drums are starting to get into the spirit. That's what you hear in the background. What happens now is that as the man burns and falls, there'll be a huge roar from the crowd. The man base is also going to take some time to burn, but it's going to be a quite a remarkable fire. And then there's a tradition where people run around in a circle around the embers, and that becomes part of the celebration before they fan out into the streets of Black Rock City for an entire night of celebration.
I was just thinking about that gentleman earlier was discussing the waffle, and the waffle was one of the most amazing things to ever burn, even though I wasn't there. All I did was see video of it. I was here that year, but I think we may have left before it burned, or maybe we just didn't get out to the deep playa. But when this thing goes up, it is just gonna go. It is gonna go so heavy because it is nothing but dry 2x4s. And like this gentleman, the engineer, was discussing, there's tons of open space for the oxygen to get in there. Plus, the wind's blowing just a little bit. So I think we might see one of the bigger burns of the history of this wonderful event. That's all, Mr. LaPorte.
And the center platform of the Tango Tank is now catching fire rather well. Flames are pretty red at the base of the man. It's, those aren't just the flares. It's those are red flames. I'm not quite sure how they accomplish that. Here come the arms. The arms are still attached, but they've now collapsed, and that's what you heard the crowd reacting to. Now being thrown in from several directions, and the fire is growing at the base. Here comes one of the arms, it's coming loose. Should fall in about a minute.
Stay fast, the arm is falling. See quickly, the arm is falling off.
The side of the tangled bank is now on fire in earnest. The man is still sort of disintegrating, but still intact. It'll be interesting to see whether the tangled bank collapses before the man does. The base is starting to roar. So is the crowd.
Two.
Now the fire is growing. Echo of a man. Coming out of the man's leg there. You know whether those were left over from the first display or whether something else is about to happen to him. Moving back on its own volition. This is one of the hottest fires. This is bigger than, feels as big as the Waffle. The crowd is going nuts.
It's very bright. The light of the fire is lighting up everyone. You can now see everybody.
Collapses. You can see the wood silhouetted against this blazing fire. It falls, the crowd reacts. Its tangled bank is falling in on itself. That takes planning for a fire to stay in the same footprint, even as that much wood burns and collapses. Whatever your theology is, this tangled bank was put together with intelligent design. Tangled bank is collapsing, but the man still stands on a Y-shaped stand. But he says he's close to leaving us.
Brian, you there? Oh, George here.
Want to discover the secret of year-round burning? Stop by the Culture Labs, located at the outer ring of Center Camp at 615 in Esplanade. Learn what the Burning Man Regional Network, BlackRock Arts Foundation, Burners Without Borders, BlackRock Solar, and other Burning Man outreach groups are doing to splice, dice, and nurture the Burning Man culture to global proportions. When visiting the Culture Labs, be sure to lay down in the petri dish of microorganism pillow friends and speak clearly into our giant, very scientific microscope to become part of our diabolical evolutionary culture protection experiment. Or stop by and play a friendly game of Exquisite Corpse and learn about a myriad of art projects and programs offline.
De voix, seul parfois je soupire incomparable Franz Gall, poupée de cire, poupée de sang. Anybody who can translate that has a better command of French than I do, as I understand it's some sort of fantastically complicated multilingual pun. I don't know. Hi, I'm Douglas. It's BMIR 94.5 FM, and we have a weather report. Today, partly cloudy, high of 86, not so bad. Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, with gusts up to 40. In other words, dusty. Sunday evening, this evening, which is to say, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts to 30, tapering off, low 47 degrees. Going to get a little bit cold tonight, people. And as we're in the final throes of evolution here, here's Mel Banana to sing about Monkey Man.
Miss it? Never want to leave, do you? Trust me, you're not the only one. But now after leaving the Playa, you can still have a lifeline back to the ethos of Black Rock City. When you get home, tune into Shouting Fire, internet radio brought to you by burners for the default world. You can find us online at shoutingfire.com.
Here on BMIR, hi, I'm Douglas. I'm going to be with you for a while, you know. We'll hang out together. It's a hanging out kind of day. Relax, take a deep breath. Here's actually a tip for Exodus that I learned my very first Exodus 10 years ago. I've been coming to this thing for 11 years. I can't believe it. But my very first Exodus, somebody told me, you might be waiting for a while, and the way to deal with that, bring a notebook and a pen. While you're waiting, write down everything you remember that you saw and loved this week. Just make a list as long as you can. Just stretch your memory, write it all down. You'll have a record of it. You're more likely to remember it. And it'll just make the drive home that much happier. It's really worth it.
Wet wipes, food, socks, lip balm, beer, whiskey, a tent. How much do you pack for a single week in the desert? Imagine packing for 2 months of Playa life and how much of that stuff you go through. Well, the Department of Public Works, Black Rock City's rock stars, are on Playa for 2 months and operating year-round in Gerlach to build BRC and ensure that we leave no trace. But we need your donations to help our volunteers not only post-event this year, but also to keep them well-fed and contented year-round. Our collection stations open right after the man burn and operate 24 hours a day throughout the Exodus process on the 530 and 630 fallopian tubes. We'll gladly accept unopened and non-perishable food, soft drinks, alcohol, camping equipment, luxury items, toiletries, and anything in good condition which can help take care of our DPW heroes. You can build a city on rock and roll, but without food or beer, it's structurally unsound. And as always, no more than 5 miles an hour down Gate Road.
Hi, I'm Douglas. You're listening to 94.5 FM. You are quite possibly waiting in the Exodus right now, or waiting for the Exodus right now, or waiting to find out if you should go for the Exodus right now. The latest information we have on the Exodus is that people who left 3.5 hours ago, which is to say at 8:30 a.m., waited 1.5 hours to get out of the city. There's a line going around the outer pathway is to get out right now. I don't know how long the wait is right now. It's probably some kind of a wait. I wish I could tell you more than that. In the meantime, though, I do have something to dedicate to everybody who had bad romantic or sexual experiences at Burning Man. There seem to be a few of those. Not many, but this is Ruth Swan. It's the original version of a song that you may know by its much later remake.